It was about 3:30 on an August afternoon when I found myself looking down upon All Hallows, and at first glimpse of it, every vestige of fatigue passed away. Having at last reached the end of my journey, dust, heat, wind, having come limping out upon the Green Sea Bluff beneath which lay its walls, I confess the actuality excelled my dreams of it. What most astonished me, perhaps, was the sense not of its age, but its air of abandonment. It lay couched there as if in hiding in its narrow sea bay. No other roof, not even a chimney, was in sight, only the dark blue arch of the sky and that gaunt coast fading away into the haze of a west over which were already gathering the veils of sunset. I should have come earlier. The distance was of little account, but 9 flinty hills in 7 miles is certainly hard commons. No, I shall not forget that walk, or the conclusion of it, when all but dead beat I stretched my aching limbs on the turf which crowned that last hill and feasted my eyes on the cathedral. I continued for a while to watch All Hallows, to spy upon it, and no less intently than a sentry, who, not quite trusting his eyes, has seen a shape approaching in the dusk. Those gigantic statues, for example, which flank the base of the tower, images of angels and saints I had learnt from my guide-book. Only 6 of them could be visible from where I sat. And yet I found myself counting them again and again, for my first impression had been that 7 were in view. But what folly to have been frittering time away at an hour when no doubt the cathedral would soon be closed. There was but one faint chance left of making an entry, and so at last I found my way into All Hallows, entering by a dwarfish side door with zigzag mouldings. There hung for corbel to its dripstone a curious leering face, its forked tongue out to give me welcome, and an appropriate one too for the figure I made. But once beneath that prodigious roof-tree, the hush, the coolness, the unfathomable twilight drifted in on my small human consciousness. Except for the windows over my head, filtering with their stained glass the last radiance of the sun, there was but little visible colour, and an economy of decoration. To the east, a dark wooden multitudinously figured rood screen shut off the choir and the high altar from the nave. I seem to have exchanged one universal actuality for another.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?